Thanks for joining us again for Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. I hope our YouTube issues have been resolved and this episode is showing up on time. As the month of February is short, so is our supply of February dates in the vault. On tap today, though, is a dumb birthday game from February 6th, 1993. I have titled this one, Your Cheating Heart? It starts off with that infectious Norm Chortle as he briefly loses it after mentioning the requirements, or lack thereof, for playing the game. The lineup of players is as follows. Helen, in love, is in the air. The cheery and chipper Marianne in Pennsylvania. The lovely-voiced Kim from South Portland, Maine. The short-lived Bruce in Boston. And Norm offers a quick prayer. I'm producing and in studio and recently passed the producer's exam and just may be certified for an executive position. Jack Hart's in traffic and Norm diagnoses him with a terminal illness and later offers fatherly advice. Before we get to the birthdays, we have a couple of shout-outs. One which is unforgettable. Let's play the game. The birthday honorees. Ronald Reagan, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Rip Torn, Tom Brokaw, Natalie Cole, Axl Rose, Mike Farrell, Fabian, and Norm provides what I think is one of his best lines ever regarding Fabian. You won't want to miss that. And we end with Michael Tucker. Norm closes out the program with a riveting story about some construction near the John Hancock Tower in Boston. And speaking of shout-outs, our beloved sponsors, Ovaltine, Baby Gold Bond with Roberta Motz of St. John's, Michigan, the WBZ Storm Center brought to you by Jordan's Furniture and Texaco Antifreeze Coolant. Let me remind you to please like, subscribe, and share. Episode 72, Your Cheating Heart, begins now.
And that's the very game we will be playing, guessing the age, February 6th, which is today's date, February 6th, today, Saturday. The dumb birthday game. You don't need a brain. You don't even have to know how to tie your shoelaces or feed yourself. You just have to be there. I mean, those are the only qualifications I have ever had for holding a job in broadcasting, so why should you be overqualified? Okay, let's check in with our panel. Helen, I'm glad that you're back with us. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Norm?
Fine. What a lovely voice you have.
Why, thank you.
I think I'm falling in love.
Oh, me too.
Oh, God, this is wonderful. Okay.
Do you know why I'm playing the birthday game?
No, why is that?
Because someone I'm very close to is having a birthday. Tomorrow, actually.
Oh, no, by tomorrow, do you mean?
No.
Today.
This is tomorrow, isn't it?
Well, it's if you want to look at it that way, I always looked at today is today. But somebody born February 6th.
You said the 6th.
Yeah, this today.
Oh, that's right. No,
today is Saturday, February 6th.
Okay, then it's tomorrow.
It's the 7th.
Yes.
And who would that be?
Me.
You're having a birthday,
yes.
February 7th?
But don't tell anyone.
No, I won't tell anybody. No, I would not do that. Oh, heavens, no. Well, but I haven't come closer. I don't want everybody to hear this. I hope it turns out to be a fantastically wondrous day for you.
It's starting out just beautifully.
Well, it hasn't even started yet because it's not till Sunday.
Well, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's right. It's part of the big weekend.
There you go.
Okay. We have Marianne, who's out in Pennsylvania, who's going to play the game with us, too, with her adorable little voice. Hello, Marianne.
Good morning, America. I just love to say that.
Good morning, America.
Yeah, I'll never get on the show.
Say that again, please.
I'll never get on the TV show.
You'll never get on a TV show?
No, Good Morning America.
Oh, the Good Morning America show.
Yeah. So I'll say it here.
I saw London. What's her first name?
June.
Yeah, not awful. Joan London. And she's doing something different with herself. Does she look a little different to you? Different hairdo or something?
I guess it's her divorce. I don't know.
Yeah, no, she's an attractive lady, but I look at her and I say, was her husband all that bad, or did she have something bad to do about it, and why are they tearing at each other now? They look like such a lovely couple there for a while.
I say it is domestic things.
I guess that's true. I guess you're right, and I think I will from now on. I've learned something from you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. We have Kim, who's in Maine. Hi, Kim.
Okay.
This is your first crack at this.
Yep.
I'm just so darn glad. Where in Maine are you?
South Portland.
Well, thank you very much. Are you a student up there?
No, unemployed.
Oh, I'm sorry, because you sound quite young. Are you in your 20s?
Late 20s.
Okay, late 20s.
Yeah.
That's still the 20s.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, but you insisted upon saying the late 20s.
Well, I'd like to think early 20s, but unfortunately not.
Hey, listen, my stage of life, the late 20s is kind of like a punk kid anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I'm glad you're joining us, and thank you very much for doing that. We have Bruce, who's also taking his first shot at all of this. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Norm.
And you're in right here in Boston, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have you with us. What? You're not in your 20s.
I'm in my late 20s, Norm.
Oh, you are in your late 20s.
27, to be exact.
Okay, well, it's not far from Boston to South Portland, Maine, you know.
Oh, she sounds sexy.
She sounds very nice. She's got a very lovely voice, yeah. Okay, and we also have, speaking of lovely voices, we have Tony Nesbitt, our producer. Of course, he'll be playing the game with us.
I'm so happy. I just tied my shoes, and I passed the producer's exam.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, can you count up to three?
Oh.
Because then you become an executive if here at Westinghouse, if you count up to three.
I went to five, and they said, you're overqualified.
That's right, yeah.
I thought you had to count to five to be a traffic reporter.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to talk with our traffic reporter right now, Jack Hart.
Yeah, you know, I tried counting to five once. I got as far as two.
All you have to do is read number plates. Isn't that the test they give you? They hold up a number plate and say, what state is this?
Yes.
And stuff like that. And what is the last number?
And what's the little lightning bolt on the Massachusetts license plates mean when you see that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Do we have lightning bolts?
No, if he knew that, he'd be overqualified.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like a little lightning bolt.
What does it mean?
Ham radio operator?
That sounds right to me, yeah. Yeah, it sounds...
So, you know, I once knew a roast beef radio operator.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I miss something?
Ham radio? Roast beef?
Oh, ham radio. Roast, yeah. That's right, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know why it is, but when Jack says something, I look for something more subtle behind it, like something that's really funny. And then I realize it's not going to be that. It's going to be just right, hit him right across the face with a bucket of cold water kind of humor.
I don't do jokes, just report the facts.
He's never going to stop, is he? Okay.
I have one more thing. I'd like to have a special hello to the Rotary Club of Methuen.
The Rotary Club of Methuen?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people riding around a Rotary.
Is there any special... Will you be quiet?
Thank you.
No special reason.
I thought I'd add that to the show. I'd say hello to someone at the beginning of each birthday game.
Oh, also, speaking of Methuen, this is another group I'd like to say hello to the... although the world may have forgotten you, we never will, Sabu, you wonderful elephant boy, fan club of Methuen. They listen all the time, you know. And they hold meetings, and they have memorabilia of Sabu, the elephant boy, and everything.
It's a cult.
It is a cult. It is a cult thing. They show his films.
Yes.
They all sit around in loincloths.
No, he never wore loincloths. He had togas and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. No, loincloth.
They're much
is
more
me.
Comfortable on an elephant.
Yeah. 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 I've tried riding an elephant in my loincloth, and I tell you, it is itchy. Something that Gold Bond doesn't help at all.
A little chafing of the thighs.
Yeah, right.
Where does Sabu, the elephant boy, keep his loincloths?
Anywhere he wants.
Or in a trunk.
Okay. Let's get on with the game and see where the switch is to shut off Jack Hart's microphone. Anyway, Ronald Reagan, a former president of a large Western nation and a former governor of a large Western state, has a birthday
Still
today.
Afraid to admit it, huh, Norm?
It hurts me to say he was president of my country. I can't bear to say that. Anyway, Helen, how old do you think Ronald Reagan is today?
He's 82.
Well, you know that right off, don't you?
I know that.
Well, now you said that, and I called on you first. That means that everybody has to just repeat 82.
82.
Okay, Marianne, what do you think?
Oh, he's 82.
He's 82, and Kim?
Oh, 83.
Don't you know these folks from Maine, no matter what you say, they're going to just dispute what you say they are.
That's right.
Okay. How come you don't talk like a Mainer?
I don't know. I'm not far enough down east, I guess. I don't
know. No, that was a dumb question, and your answer was really nice.
Oh, thanks.
So it's okay. Bruce, how old you would you say that Richard Reagan, Ronald Reagan is, whatever his name is?
82 and a half, I would say.
Okay. And Tony?
82.
82, and Jack?
84.
84.
I really wanted to go along with Kim, but...
I know it.
I know.
I don't blame you. But however, the 82 is correct.
Oh.
And that means that Helen, Marianne, Bruce, and Tony all tied in that first round. How about Zsa Zsa Gabor? I have to tell you, I have two different ages for her, depending on the source. So anybody who guesses close to either one of those.
Guessing this age is a real slap.
I know, and I'm not even sure either one of these is correct. I have a feeling she's about 10 years older than that, too.
Did you catch that one, Jack? I heard a giggle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Just wondering.
Say that again, because I missed it.
I see.
Oh, I said guessing her age is a real slap across the face.
Oh, that was a cop-out.
Oh, that was really... Anyway, Jack, how old do you think... You don't need any clues as to Zsa Zsa Gabor's history. Nobody ever knows what she's done, and nobody cares. She was born in Budapest, Hungary.
Which is her claim to fame.
And you know, she is from Hungary.
She really is, yes. Her name was Sari Bagor, B-A-G-O-R. Bagor, which is sort of like Gabor, or Bagor, I guess.
And the first one just
Sari Bagor, and she made it Zsa Zsa. I don't know whether it's a common Hungarian name, Zsa Zsa or not.
It's my middle name, because, of course, my ancestry is Hungarian.
I see.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
I'm surprised.
No, I didn't know that. It says, some say she was born in 1923, which would have made her 13 years old when she was selected Miss Hungary in 1936. Some say she was born... in another year, and so nobody's really sure. So whatever your guess, I think maybe everybody will
everyone
win this
will get
round.
A point.
Yeah. How about you, Jack? We'll start with you. How old is Zsa Zsa?
Oh, 97.
You might be closer than the fact than anybody else says.
I would say that well, being as it says that she was born in 1923.
No, she claims that, but some people think she was born before that.
Uh-huh.
And also the age that I have, the two ages, indicate she was not born that year.
Oh,
so don't use that as a guide. I just said that as kind of an offhand, hilariously funny remark.
I'd say, let's see, she's 74.
74, says Jack. And Tony says?
75.
75. And Bruce?
About 56.
56?
Oh. Wow.
She would have been, what, an embryo when she won the Olympics?
Yeah, that's what, she wouldn't even have been born. There's a woman for you, huh? Can win the Miss Hungary contest, and she wasn't even born yet.
Not even a
twinkle. She's got facelifts older than that.
Yeah. That's right.
Kim, what do you think?
73.
Okay, Marianne?
I want to say about 127.
You can if you'd like. Nobody's going to stop you.
Well, then, you know, I'm going to go with it. I got it. The woman is not loved down here.
I don't think she's loved anywhere.
She especially has a very bad reputation in this city.
In Pennsylvania? What city is that?
Philadelphia.
Oh, in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there was an incident here. And,
what kind of an incident?
She was performing in a bunch of residents from a home. There were residents from a place where their head injured, you know, people with head injuries.
Yes.
Well, those people with head injuries, they have a tendency to laugh maybe seconds after the other people may have. Their reaction time is slower. And she made a big to-do about that, and they pretty much booed her out of town.
What could she have been performing in?
Because you use that term loosely, but Zsa Zsa, performing.
I think it was something like 40 carats or 20 carats, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Well, I see. Okay, because I can't imagine.
Not a bombastic play.
I can't imagine her doing stand-up comedy and waiting for the laughs.
She can't sing.
40 carats. She sure knew her onions.
You've got a terminal pun disease.
Yeah, and I thought that somebody's gone.
Somebody hang up?
Bruce? Bruce is gone.
Bruce is gone. Can you imagine that? He just got tired of the whole game and
he's gone.
Okay. Marianne, what do you say?
I said 127.
Oh, I'm sorry, you did say
She's
that.
She's probably closer than I am.
Probably in reality. Helen, what do you say?
78.
Okay. Here's the way it shapes up. The two ages I have, 76.
That's right.
And 74.
Hmm.
So Jack said 74. And nobody said...
I said 75.
You did, but... You didn't say 76, though, which is what she is the other age.
But I was the closest one to the next age. You've given that to people before. What is this? Is this a rule change I wasn't involved in? What happened?
You missed a staff meeting. What?
Yeah, you missed it. We had a meeting. Where were you yesterday morning?
I didn't get the memo. Wait a minute.
At 11 o'clock this yesterday morning?
I didn't get the memo. When I don't get a memo?
Studio B over television. And the reason
it was wasn't it? Televised too.
That's right. It was. We're part of People Are Talking.
They broke in on one of the soap operas for a
birthday town meeting.
Yes. News update.
I really can't call you, see, because we had Jack who hit it right on the button for one of the ages, and you really didn't hit it right on
the
button.
Meeting.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I can't believe this every week.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Take it.
I noticed when you came in not wearing a tie, you missed a meeting because that was one of the dress codes that we established.
So I'm being punished for that.
No, you're not being punished
I
for that.
Give it to him. He's so sweet.
No, I work here. That's consolation enough.
That's right. Okay,
take your birthday.
Okay.
Blow out the candles.
Shove it up your nose. Rip Torn. The comic Rip Torn. He was born in...
That's his real name, too.
Yeah, Elmore Torn Jr. Born in Temple, Texas. Widower of actress Geraldine Page. I didn't realize he'd been married to her. Actress Sissy Spacek.
So her name...
is his cousin.
So her name almost could have been Torn Page.
That's what they had on their mailbox in front of their house.
Torn Page. Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in the movie City Heat. He was also in a Broadway show, which I saw. He was really good in that. It was a revival of an old musical. It was based on board a ship, and I can't.
Pinafore. The Pinafore.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't Gilbert and Sullivan. It was.
Lipschitz and
It was an American composer who did one of those 20s kind of cornball musicals. Anyway, he was very good in that, and I can't think of the name of the musical, but I do remember he was in it. So what's more important anyway? Okay, Rip Torn. Let's start with you, Marianne.
At 78.
And Bruce is no longer with us.
In spirit.
Okay.
He was so embarrassed by the 56 he gave for Zsa Zsa. And he had a hang up.
Money's done all I lost, I'm doing a prayer over him. Okay, she may have expired and just dropped her phone. Okay. Tony, what do you think?
Let me see. 74.
Okay. And Kim?
75.
What do you think, Helen?
69.
And Jack?
68.
68. Okay. Jack came the closest, although you all were quite a bit older, over estimating his age.
Hmm.
He's actually 62.
Wow.
He's a
He used to date Zsa Zsa.
He used to do what?
He used to date Zsa Zsa.
Nobody dated Zsa Zsa.
Everybody. Yeah,
I guess everybody.
Had a bank, and every once in a while, it'd come out and it'd put a date on her.
Jeez, he's never going to stop, is he? The humor gets worse with each joke. It's really awful, Jack. I mean, really, I'm telling you this as a friend, as maybe a father image to you. I'm trying, you know, because I like you a lot. You're a nice person.
But your humor really...
Your humor sucks. It really is. Oh, jeez, it's awful.
Hey, Jack,
yeah.
You've been put down by one of the best.
Yes.
That's right. So you can take that as a compliment.
And believe me, I've been put down quite a bit.
See what I mean? Tom Brokaw. This is Tom Brokaw. He was born February 6th also. Now, let me see what I can tell you about Tom Brokaw that might give you a clue as to his age. He was born in Yankton, South Dakota. Incidentally, I've been there, and it's a beautiful state.
But you can't get there from here.
Are you going to do that to me too, Marianne?
Yeah.
I see.
Load up another bullet. Put down another one.
Once you get there, there's no there.
Here, here.
Hey, Marianne.
I'm done.
Yeah, you shut up too, okay? He was a high school athlete who married a former Miss South Dakota, and he's been the NBC anchor since 1981. Okay, it's interesting, he's from South Dakota because... No, it isn't interesting.
I was going to say, Huntley Brinkley,
when he was preceded by Huntley Brinkley, and David Brinkley, no, the Huntley, Chet Huntley was from the West also, but he was from Montana. I thought he was from, never mind what
What's
I just said.
What's your point?
There is no point to that. There's no point to anything I do. There's no point to my life. That's the whole thing.
Did you ever hear Harry Shearer do Tom Brokaw?
Harry Shearer. No, I have not.
He does a better Tom Brokaw than Tom Brokaw.
Well, that must be a winner.
He really is good.
Have you ever seen Tom Brokaw do Harry Shearer?
Yeah.
Ah, he does a better Harry Shearer than Harry Shearer.
you wouldn't even know.
No.
Tony, how old is Tom Brokaw anyway?
He's 53.
He's 53, says Tony. And Kim, what do you say?
Well, I say 53, too.
53 also.
Okay. Arm in arm, Kim and I.
Okay. What kind of work would you like to be doing, Kim?
Any work.
Any work, no. I don't know. I have a marketing degree.
Okay. You could market this program, market WBZ.
You know, I don't have any food in my cupboard. Would you do some marketing for me?
Sure.
I thought about that one, but I figured Jack would definitely do it.
Yeah.
And he'd take the shot.
He went to market.
Okay. Marianne, give your guess and then be quiet.
Yeah, I feel like I've been punished. 55.
55, okay. And Helen?
5-1.
5-1, okay. And Jack?
I have a feeling it's 53.
53 is correct.
He's
50. Yeah, he's 50.
Wouldn't give me that last birthday. I'll show you.
You sure put me in my place.
Okay, good.
Okay, he's 53 years old. That's correct.
A little Grecian formula would help him.
Moving right along. Natalie
and
Cole.
Not fast enough, no.
We'll move along a little faster. We can trample both Marianne and Jack Hart. Natalie King and Natalie Cole. I've got two ages for her, but they're close to each other. They're.
Yeah. What do you mean, Norm?
I don't know what I mean. I have no idea what I mean. I don't mean anything. I just mean good. I want there to be happiness in this world. That's what I mean.
She's a graduate of the Jack Hart School of Broadcasting.
Yes. Let's start with you, Helen. How old is Natalie Cole today?
Oh, we lost another
42.
One.
Oh. What, pardon me?
42.
Okay, 42. Have I told you that I think of you very warmly, Helen? Have I told you that lately?
No.
Okay. You're the only thing I can cling to. I'm surrounded by some really weird people.
You're surrounded
today.
By jokesters, and I don't make jokes, right?
That's why I dig you. Boy, I dig you so much.
I'm serious.
Me too.
He's so Norm is choked up over it.
Marianne, what do you say? How old is Natalie Cole?
You know, the thing I heard today, or was today, Friday, someone mentioned her birthday. So she's either 41, 42, or 43. So I'm going to go with the 42. I'll go in between.
42. Okay. And Kim?
God, I don't think she's that old.
Oh, she is.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
She's at least that.
I'm going to say 36.
36. Okay. And Tony?
I'll go with the 42.
And Jack?
You know, when I was a family chauffeur, I once actually picked up Natalie Cole's mother and drove her somewhere.
Yeah, she lives in the western part of the state. Doesn't she, or does she live around Boston?
She lives in the Boston area.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. At least at the time, four or five years ago.
No, what's her first name?
Maria.
Maria Cole, that's
Maria
right,
Cole.
Yeah. Who's a singer also.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
It comes to mind somewhere along the line, but she didn't sing when I was driving. I'd say that
probably too busy kind of shielding herself from your bad jokes.
I would say that she is 43.
43, okay. Okay, the two ages I have listed for are 44 and 43. So Jack, who said 43.
Of course, he gets both because the 43 is closer to the 44, too, right?
No, it just seems that way. Yeah. It's an optical
Tony's
illusion.
Not gonna let up.
See, know what you did then, Marianne? You not only told a bad joke, but you kind of stepped on a hilarious line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Moving right along now. Okay,
Yeah?
One moment, please. The trouble is in your set. This is a guy with a funny name. W. Axl Rose, born Bill Bailey in Lafayette, Indiana. Of course, with Guns N' Roses. W. Axl Rose. His big hit, Sweet Child of Mine, was recorded became a hit in 1988. W. Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses. Okay. How old is he today? Let's start with Kim. What do you think?
26.
His last name really is Rose. I think that was his father's name or his mother's maiden name, something like that.
Okay, because this says he was born
Lexicon?
Bill Bailey.
Yes. No, that's about the extent of my knowledge.
But he always wanted to be a big wheel, so he changed his name to Axel.
Yeah.
Jackie.
And his career has just blossomed, too. Rose.
You should nip this in the bud.
Okay, you've had your fun. Now, guess his age there, Jack.
31.
And Tony?
31.
And how old do you think he is, Helen?
31.
Okay, and Marianne?
You know, he's married to one of the Everly Brothers' daughters.
Really?
He's married. No, is he married to her yet?
Oh, yeah. And I don't know which brother.
No, because I know the person he's going out with is the model for Victoria's Secret.
Well, it doesn't matter who he's married to.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I don't know if that's...
I'll go with 33.
33. Actually, 31 is correct.
Jack.
So that's Jack, Tony, and Helen.
Did you ask Kim?
I think Jack, yes.
You did?
Yes, Kim said 26. We started off with Kim.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did I go? I know. I was consumed with the jokes.
In any event, Jack has got five in a row, so who's cheating now?
He's got five in a row.
Yeah, and he's hit most of them
he's
pretty
got the book
closely.
Right next to him.
Yeah.
He?
Have you got it? Did you look this stuff up, Jack?
No. No. This is all just pure skill.
Wow. If I ever heard a line before.
Is it really? No, you're not lying to us, are you? Because,
oh,
you know, you not
lie.
Only tell bad jokes, but you lie an awful lot, too. And you also don't pay your bills. In addition, you leave death and destruction in your wake.
Wherever I can.
Okay. Okay, Mike Farrell. I'll guess his age. Mike Farrell.
MASH?
BJ.
From MASH, that's right. Mike Farrell.
And the Rookies, wasn't he?
I'm just trying
to... I don't know, but he hasn't done anything since MASH.
I know he's involved in I'm just like charity work, isn't he?
I don't have a little sketch about him here at all.
He's married to Shelley Fabrette.
Oh, is he?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Married to Shelley Fabrette? Yeah, Fabrette. Is that the way she pronounces her name?
She changed it because her aunt Nanette, and Nanette changed the spelling because Ed Sullivan called her Fabrette. So, and Nanette changed it to Fabrette, and it is pronounced Fabrette, but she wanted to make it, you know, look like.
Okay, but I didn't realize the relationship with Nanette Fabre.
Yeah,
who's the walking lexicon now, Helen?
That's
huh?
right. Yeah. And anyway, that's who
well,
Mike.
Is it me?
That's who Mike Farrell is married to, and it played, as we mentioned, B.J. Honeycutt on the MASH TV series. Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can guess how old Mike Farrell is, and we'll start with Marianne.
Huh? You gotta be older than Tom Brokaw, though. He's got to be 55.
55.
That's the
one. Okay, because we established that Tom Brokaw is 53.
Now somebody's got to be 55.
That's true. And if nobody on whose ages we're guessing is 55, then we'll go out, we'll go on the street, we'll find somebody.
Damn straight.
Yes. Tony, what do you say?
I think if someone's 55, you should be looking for them on the highway, pretty much.
Oh.
56, Norm.
56. Okay, and Helen?
57.
Helen says 57. And Kim says?
53.
And what do you say, Jack?
54.
That's exactly right.
Get out of here.
Is he cheating or not?
Wow.
No, not at all.
I don't
think so.
You don't think he's cheating?
No,
he's,
I don't.
He's just hitting these things automatically?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Mike Farrell is 54.
Whoosh.
Do you know he did make an appearance in the TV show Coach?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just a compendium of information.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That's really nice, Marianne. You remember Fabian Forte?
Sapphire? Okay.
What's his strong point?
Yeah, he's from South. He's a singer.
Turn the loop.
Anyway.
I thought that was pretty good myself.
It was he was discovered during an era when there was no talent.
With good reason.
No, somebody was driving through South Philadelphia. Is this not true? Now, Marianne would know this. She's from Philadelphia.
One of the stories goes that he was sitting on his front step, and somebody had gone by and heard him singing. And he said, it's about time. I've worn out 12 pairs of pants waiting to be found.
He wore out 12 pairs of pants.
Well, obviously, because he sat there so long to be discovered.
He must have looked heavy.
Yeah, no, I as a matter of fact, the story that I had heard, and I think may be accurate, was the fact that he was sitting on his porch. Somebody drove by who was with some record company or something and looked at him, and he's a good-looking young guy.
He's a very good-looking.
And they signed him up, and they didn't even know whether he could sing or not, and he really couldn't. He wasn't a good singer.
You know, we got Fabian, Frankie Avalon, and Bobby Rydell. They all came from, like, within a couple blocks of each other.
Yeah. None of them could sing.
Well, the others were better than Fabian, who really couldn't sing at all, but had some hit records. Anyway, let's see how old he is. Let's start with Helen, okay?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Helen. You sound wounded.
54. I don't know.
54.
I don't care.
No, you don't care about the game
about
itself?
Fabian.
About Fabian. No, nobody cares about Fabian.
I didn't care about the game at about 305.
The game is not too wonderful either. But, he was born Fabian Anthony Forte in Philadelphia. Biggest hit Tiger in 1959. Oh, here's the story. It says he was only 14 years old when a record company executive approached him outside his Philadelphia home where he was waiting for an ambulance to take his father to the hospital. Oh, that's sad. Said he told him, this is the record company executive, I guess, to go to hell. His dad recovered from the heart attack, and Fabian called the exec to accept the job. I don't know. Maybe that's true or not. I don't know.
Mm.
they print this like it really did happen that way.
That's how I got hired here. I was 14, you know, when I was.
Yeah, no, I was hired here the same thing. I was in a laundromat.
You know, I used to sit
I was washing my undershorts, as I recall, and, never mind. Go on.
I used to sit on the stool at Schwab's.
How old do you think he is,
Marianne? Me?
Yes, I'm asking you. I'm looking right at you, can't you tell?
The show has spun out of control.
5-0.
Okay. And what do you think, Kim?
53.
53. Are you enjoying this? Do you find this really kind of exciting and thrilling?
Well, I tell you, it's a lot easier when you're not actually playing the game. I'm doing horrible.
No,
it's
don't.
Besides that, it doesn't pay.
No, don't worry about it. Win or lose, it doesn't really matter, because if you lose, you get nothing. If you win, you get an awful prize. You know, so you don't win either way. And it's just, we just... Anyway, Tony, what do you think? How old is Fabian?
Oh, I'm sorry. I drifted off a little for a second. He's 53. I'll just
53.
Go along with Kim.
You go along with Kim, and I don't blame
sorry
you.
For me.
No, it's not that. Believe me, I don't feel sorry for you.
All right.
Jack, what do you say?
48.
Okay. The actual age is exactly as Marianne said, but then again, she's from his part of the world. But then again, she knew. 50. She's exactly 50. 50. He reached the 50, which could make some people feel kind of old, because he was very young when he was making hit records, or a hit record.
Turn them loose.
Okay, here's one. Just one last one. This is Michael Tucker, who is at L.A. Law. That's right. He's the little guy who's married to an attractive lady who's also a member of the cast.
Who's a tall person, yeah.
She's taller than he is, that's right. And he's from Baltimore, Maryland, and like that. Anyway, let's start with you, Jack. How old is Michael Tucker?
I don't really know the show.
Well, L.A. Law, it's a very good program.
Except last night's episode was kind of boring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
56.
I didn't see that. 56, okay. And Tony?
48.
48. Okay, Kim?
50.
And Marianne?
I'll go with I'll say he's 55. How's that?
Okay. Helen?
51.
51. Okay. The actual age of Michael Tucker is 49.
Oh,
and Tony said 48.
Okay.
And Kim said 50.
Hey, see?
See, so Kim has won that one, as she has won another one. Okay, so here's the way the scoring stands at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, of all ages. Jack... Let's see, he's got 2, 4, 6.
Ooh.
6, that's not bad. 6 out of 9. And Tony has 4.
Yeah, he would have had 5.
5, yep. Thanks, Marianne.
Well, hey, yep. Tony, anything.
Oh. Ooh. Well, I was trying to make a play for Kim by agreeing with her with the 53. Ooh. There, but she thought I was feeling sorry for her. So.
Yeah. Well, Kim has a couple of correct answers.
Oh, and the best couple of answers I've seen. And
I know there were great answers, Kim.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we've had correct answers over the past several months since playing this silly game. But those are the most correct answers of all. I mean, the best correct answers of all.
They're perfect.
So
they're just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have to remember what Bruce might have said in absentia.
Are you quite done? Okay.
He's from Absentia?
Yeah,
oh, God.
It's a small island off the coast.
I see.
Yeah.
And anyway, Marianne had 2, and so did Helen. So you all did very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack did better.
Jack did better.
Because he cheated.
That's right.
No.
No, that's not nice.
No. Pure skill.
No, that means that... Jack, since he's an employee here, gets no, doesn't even get the worthless, trashy prizes. No. He gets nothing. But meanwhile, he's blocked everybody else out from getting the prize.
He gets worse. He gets continued employment.
Yeah, and here's a guy sitting, that's right. Here's a guy sitting here telling bad jokes, meanwhile cutting everybody off from getting a prize, and maybe cheating.
No,
is there anybody
not.
Lower than this creature?
Yeah, can I say something for you?
I have to reach out to
that
bottom.
Said enough already,
Jack
Marianne.
From Everett is lower.
Pardon me?
Jack from Everett is lower.
Oh, Robert
Jack
and Everett?
Robert. Oh, Robert. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Robert from Everett.
Isn't
he dreadful?
He sets the standard for lowness.
Is that Robert with the imaginary wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Hey, listen, I want to thank all of you, those of you who played the game, for taking time off from your busy nightlife to do this. Because otherwise you would have been, I know, preoccupied doing other things, probably making baked apples and all that kind of stuff. I don't know why.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to get Addie's recipe for bread.
And a good recipe it is. Marianne, thanks very much for playing the game
with us. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And bye-bye... Helen, nice to talk with you.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hated to say goodbye to... As I know, you guys would hate to say goodbye to Kim.
I was going to mention one more thing, that the two she has, they were a natural two.
Ooh.
That's right.
They were beautifully, beautiful,
they're
two.
They're natural.
Yeah.
That's right. Well
excellent,
formed.
Excellent.
No, yeah.
And one was Tim Brokaw, one was Tom Brokaw, and one was Michael Tucker. Those are really tough ages to guess, too, and she guessed them.
Hey, I'm blessing.
Yeah. Must be genetic.
must be genetic.
Yeah. Have you missed the entire the never?
What am I missing now?
It's all right.
No.
It's
but
late, Norm.
No, but I don't understand that. Well, it must be genetic. Was that was based about something else you said earlier?
Yeah.
I see.
Wow.
Jack missed it too? Does Kim?
I guess so.
Well, I'm having fun all by myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think
which is pretty much the story of my life.
I don't think any. I'm the only one who admits. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I thought Kim under.
I'm sorry, no.
Hello, anybody understand what I'm talking about? Please call me.
Call now. Operators are
standing by. I'll get it about
by.
An hour from now.
Okay.
No, you won't, because there's nothing there.
I think they're funny.
No, anyway.
I sit home at night and laugh hysterically at you guys.
Well, thank you very much. I'm...
There's one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. So that's who it is.
Hey.
Check that one
okay.
off.
Hey, Kim, thanks very much. You've been a delight. It's been fun to have you with us.
Thanks.
Good night, Kim.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
She does sound adorable. Jack, on the other hand. Hey, thanks for playing the game. We'll look for your report because I think we're getting some snow out here now.
Near whiteout conditions.
Yeah,
No.
Can you see out the window of the Prue there where you are?
I can see out the window.
Is it
but
snowing?
Not far. It is. The snow has already hit the Boston area, indeed, and it's going to start to get messy.
Well, you stop with the speech. Did you look out the window? Is it snowy? I'm only asking you.
Oh, yeah, it's
it is snowing.
It's snowing here. Well, of course, I'm up higher than you people are.
Oh, so it hasn't hit the ground here.
It hasn't hit the ground yet.
Yeah, that's right. When it goes by your window, it doesn't hit the ground probably for about 3 hours.
Yes, I'm that far up. It is. Well, it's snowing where I am.
Okay.
Do you have anything to do with that 33 in the pool last night?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I went down there and I lit all the lights.
Pretty much the
myself.
Only guy in the building at that time, so.
What happened yesterday?
They had the 33 on each side of the Prudential building in honor of Larry Bird.
Oh, really?
Remember when the Sox were in the World Series, they had the number one? Yeah, they did 33 last night.
Oh, yeah.
Hancock did it, too.
You think that thing went on too long? Was that a little much, you think, for Larry Bird, or is he worth the whole evening?
I didn't see any of it, so it wasn't long enough for me.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't see any of it either. That's why I'm asking. Did you see any of it?
I only caught the tail end of it, and it seemed to be a bit wordy, and certainly not a very nice thing, I guess, but I think that...
kind of like the game tonight.
I think that they're handling things a little bit...
a little
out
much?
Of proportion, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Anyway...
I was just going to ask Jack one more thing, Norm.
Yeah.
Did the Hancock try the 33? I was on my way in, and I kind of looked over, and it looked more like 3.5.
they only got as far as 26.
Yeah, it didn't... So what is that? What... exactly is that up there?
They made his age 11. It was a lot easier.
Yeah, they tried to do a mural of his face.
You know, but a couple of windows fell out. Kind of lost something there.
Incidentally, it was an interesting story in the paper the other day. I don't know if you caught this. There was a... never mind. I don't think I'm doing that. Now, there were some workmen working on the streets, digging up the streets around that area, and they came across this big cord, kind of was about a foot thick, and they had to get to the pipes. There was a water leak underneath, and they had to get to the pipes. They didn't know what this big cord was.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I do. I do remember what it was.
And it turned out to be an A-flat.
He's going to ruin my own my jokes too. In addition to his own, they didn't want to cut through this thing because they thought it was important. So they checked on the city schematics to try to find out what it was. They couldn't find it on any of the underground plans or anything that were listed there at City Hall and at the engineer's office. So they said, "Hey, we got to get to these pipes. We'll just cut it. There appears to be nothing. We can't find a record of it." So they cut through, and this taut cord, this foot-thick thing, sprung apart, and the entire John Hancock building fell down.
So I guess...
Yeah, not a window broke. That was the weird thing.
As I said before, they dealt with it accordingly.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Anyway,
I guess no one did hear me before.
Anyway, we'll just rip that one up. Jack, thank you very much for playing again. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Bye, Jack.
Yeah. Okay, and thank you very much, Tony. You want to hang up on me now? I guess he already did.
What, you didn't, he couldn't tell?
Oh, there you are again.
When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
None of your business. Oh.
My whole family drinks Ovaltine every day, in the morning, after school, and sometimes before bed. I like serving the people I love things that taste good and are good for them, and that's Ovaltine.
Fact is, just two glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk contain 10 essential vitamins and minerals. That's extra nutrients you won't find in soft drinks, hot cocos, or Nestle's Quick. With Ovaltine, you get almost 100% of the daily recommended allowance of B-complex vitamins, A, C, and D, plus lots of other important nutrients.
Ovaltine's the one snack my kids can have most anytime, hot, cold, malt, or chocolate. They all love Ovaltine. My husband switched from coffee to original malt Ovaltine. He says it tastes better, it's more nutritious, and doesn't have caffeine, so it doesn't keep him awake at night.
Isn't it time your family discovered classic Ovaltine? Ovaltine tastes great, and it's great for you. Ovaltine, available at fine stores everywhere.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
Her entire bottom is red. You feel helpless because she can't tell you. This is why it hurts.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Just listen to Roberta Motz of St. John's, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Baby Gold Bond is different from any other powder I've ever tried. But I'll tell you, when we put the powder on her, she giggles.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin. Baby Gold Bond also protects baby's sensitive skin against diaper rash, chafing, and minor skin irritations.
So if someone says something to me about diaper rash, your powder will be the first thing that'll come out of my mouth. I'd say Baby Gold Bond powder has made me feel that I'm helping my daughter by making her more comfortable.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond medicated powder at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed.
The WBZ Storm Center. For complete storm-related information, listen to WBZ News Radio 1030. Up-to-the-minute school and business cancellations, traffic reports and road conditions. The exclusive WBZ AccuWeather forecast every 10 minutes.
The WBZ Storm Center is brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, featuring underprices in Waltham, Nashua, and Avon. And by Texaco Antifreeze Coolant for quality engine protection.
Only from New England's original Storm Center, WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, the time is a minute and a half before 4 o'clock as we wander through the swell hours of the night with you. Thank you. My name is Norm Nathan, and Tony Nesbitt, our producer, will be here till 4:30, 4:35 this morning, another half hour or so. And so we'll open up the lines again and just take calls in general, okay, for whatever may be on your mind, and we'll start taking those calls right after the news. So if you have anything to express, by all means, call me at 254-1030. Our area code is 617. It's kind of a quiet morning. We'll check on traffic in a little bit, too, see how the snow is affecting traffic, and we'll check the weather and all. We'll just do all the kinds of stuff because we know all the things that you want to know about. And do I sound like I'm just rambling on, trying to pad a little bit till it's time for the jingle to come on and go into the news? Because to tell you the truth, that's exactly what's happening, and I'm not doing it too professionally. Well, I don't have to do it anymore because it's now time.
Leave your car radio set at 10:30 on the AM side. Traffic reports from the WBZ Traffic Network. Traffic on the threes. Only from News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Do any of you out there in the teen canteen know what I was talking about or referring to? I know I still do. Gosh, it's fun to be silly. Even when nobody else gets it. I mean, that was the whole show on most nights. Before we close the vault, we have a couple of quick messages.
Hi, David Garner again, president of Connect Long Distance. Ever notice how the big phone companies are always trying to get you to call somebody when something big happens to you? Well, I don't know about you, but I reserve the right to call people for the most hopelessly insignificant reasons. Luckily, Connect gives you big discounts on your long-distance calls, no matter what the reason. Anywhere from 5 to 20% lower than the big boys' basic rates. Every minute of every hour of every day. Call us toll-free at 1-800-326-SAVE. See, we're saving you money already.
Garlic is a good idea. And now, Kwai odor-free garlic tablets give you all the goodness of garlic without the problems. Kwai garlic tablets are tiny and easy to swallow. Kwai's scientific coating takes it gently through your stomach to prevent the odor and burping you get from other garlic preparations. So make garlic part of your everyday diet with Kwai. Garlic is a good idea. And Kwai odor-free tablets give you all the goodness of garlic without the problems. Kwai, K-W-A-I, at Drug, Health, Food, GNC, and Kmart stores.
Why not? And that's a sign we should close the vault and ride the garlic aroma waves home. For brains, shoelaces, Westinghouse Broadcasting, being overqualified, puns, the Rotary Club of Methuen, Larry Bird, the Prudential and the John Hancock Towers, memorabilia cults, togas, loincloths, Ovaltine, Baby Goldbond, Roberta Motz and her giggly daughter, GNC, Kmart, Jack the Punisher Hart. And although the world may have forgotten you, we never will. Norm Boo, you wonderful radio boy Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.